This is Mac OS Ken.
A bullish note on Apple, checking the eternal App Store war, and interesting Apple Vision Pro news. It is Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 2025. I'm Ken Ray, and this is news from Mac OS Ken, brought to you by yours truly and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. Find out more and add your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Excited as investors have been about Apple recently, one analyst thinks the street is underestimating iPhone 17. Want to guess which one? Why, it's Wedbush analyst Daniel Ives. Apple 3.0 ran part of a note Ives wrote on Tuesday. Checks by his firm show strength for the iPhone 17 line around the world, though the come-on-get-happy part is centered on China. Further improvement in the Middle Kingdom is a key theme for Apple, according to Ives, as this core region has been a persistent growth headwind over the past year and now reversing in a positive direction. The way he sees it, with Apple on the doorstep of joining Nvidia in the $4 trillion market cap club, it's clear that Cook and Company have finally found success with iPhone 17, and now the street awaits for the grand strategic AI roadmap to be unveiled. Strength for iPhone 17 plus double-digit services growth make the street's fourth quarter expectations very beatable, in Ives' estimation. The analyst has an outperform rating on Apple shares. His price target on the shares is $310. New intraday and closing highs for ticker symbol AAPL, by the way. Shares got as high as $265.29, though, gave back about 2.5. They closed Tuesday up 53 cents, ending the day at $262.77. You know what I hate most about the App Store? All of the bickering, by which I mean legal battles that span the globe. We start in the States, where a piece from Apple Insider says Apple and Epic Games are headed back to court. And once again, the site says Apple is contesting the 2021 ruling demanding it allow outside links to cheaper payment options. Yet the ruling happened in 2021, though the court didn't enforce it until 2024. Earlier this year, though, U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers ruled that Apple's 2024 system of compliance willfully violated her order to open its App Store to alternative payment methods. Now, Apple is headed to a U.S. federal appeals court to contest that order. Next stop, Luxembourg. There, Bloomberg finds Apple lawyer Daniel Beard telling an EU general court that the Digital Markets Act imposes hugely onerous and intrusive burdens at odds with Apple's rights in the EU marketplace. Hey, you know what? Could we just not, maybe? Or can I just go off for a moment? One of the EU's lawyers is said to have indicated that Apple's absolute control over the iPhone has allowed it to generate supernormal profits in complementary markets where its competitors are handicapped and cannot compete with it on an equal footing. I know it was a long time ago, but there used to not be an iPhone. And some scoffed and thought it was ridiculous to think that Apple, which knew nothing about phones, had any shot. For the first year there was an iPhone, there was no App Store. For the first 6 years there was an App Store, there was no Apple Music. When iPhone hit, nothing was going to take down BlackBerry and Nokia. Then something did. To argue that competitors cannot compete in hardware, systems, or services either lacks imagination or is disingenuous. It just screams, we don't have any better ideas, and it's not fair that we can't have more of the market for which Apple paved the way. 30% was considered more than reasonable when the App Store launched. If suddenly all commissions were down to 10%, how long do you think it would be before 10% was considered onerous? Can't sell yourself on Amazon for free, can't put your game on Xbox for free, can't sell emotes in Fortnite without giving a commission. These fights just look like turfed up stuff from successful companies resentful having to pay anybody besides shareholders. Yeah, maybe we should have stuck with, can we just not? News of retailer exclusive products from Apple subsidiary Beats at a kind of surprising source. Mac Rumors says Walmart is now host to Beats Solo 4 headphones in drenched gray and Beats Solo Buds in ivory. It's not 100% accurate to say that the ivory stoppers are Walmart exclusive. According to Mac Rumors, the Ivory Solo Buds have been available for about a month through exclusive retail partners in Canada, the UK, and Australia, but availability has now been expanded to Walmart in the US. The Solo Buds will run buyers $69 from Walmart. If you've been considering a pair of Solo 4, the drenched gray deal is a good one. Solo 4s sell through Apple or Beats for $199. Most pairs currently run $149 through Walmart, though the drenched gray are currently being offered for $129. Remember a couple of weeks ago when it was announced that select LA Lakers basketball games would be streamed in immersive video to Apple Vision Pro? I asked at the time why Apple didn't do this first with soccer. Now it looks like they may be looking into it. A piece from Upload VR cites a report from a news outlet in Spain claiming Apple installed more than 100 cameras in Real Madrid's stadium to privately test broadcasting to the headset. That would seem to support a report just under a year ago that had the president of Real Madrid, one of the biggest football clubs or soccer teams in the world, wanting fans to be able to watch games in immersive VR. That talk, plus the Lakers games heading into the headset, make immersive soccer sound sensible. That said, Upload VR sees a couple of issues with this report. First, there's no confirmation from Apple nor Real Madrid in the article. And second, 100 immersive cameras would seem like overkill, according to the site, costing millions of dollars. Then again, the site says it's possible that not all of those cameras are immersive. Some could be used for tracking the players for a tabletop view, similar to what the NBA rolled out to Vision Pro earlier this year. I know only 8 of you might get to see it. Still kind of a fun story to consider. I feel like one of the chief points of pickleball is you don't need a whole tennis court. Now, with Resolution Games Pickle Pro, you don't even need a whole pickleball court. But you do need a $3,500 headset. Turning again to Upload VR, Resolution has released Pickle Pro exclusively for Apple Vision Pro. The big news, it comes with full support for Sony's PlayStation VR 2 Sense controllers. According to the report, the game supports both local and remote share play, so you can play against other Vision Pro owners in the same room or remotely over the internet as personas. And while the game itself is a one-versus-one experience, spectators can also join to watch the match play out. Hey, what about betting? Is there a way to bet on my friend's gameplay? And will Apple take 30% of my winnings? I think I'm kidding, but the future looks messed up enough that could totally be a thing. Got no friends, got no problem, at least as far as Pickle Pro is concerned. The game has AI bots against which people can play. Available in the App Store for Vision Pro, Pickle Pro will run buyers $8. You can use your hands, though Resolution strongly recommends using PSVR 2 Sense controllers for the best experience. A pair of those with a charger will run buyers $250 when they hit next month. And did I mention the $3,500 headset? January will see the return of at least two celebrated series to Apple TV. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release Tuesday, announcing a premiere date for the second season of Hijack. get this, Idris Elba's character ends up in another hijacking. In real life, you'd say, what are the odds? But, you know, Elba's cool, plus he was nominated for an Emmy for the first season of Hijack, so dance with who brung ya. According to the release, in the thrilling second season of Hijack, a Berlin underground train and its commuters are taken hostage while authorities scramble to save hundreds of lives. Elba's character is at the heart of the crisis on board, where one wrong decision could spell disaster. So it's like Hijack, but on a train and underground. I kid. I actually didn't watch the first season, mostly because I don't like danger on a plane. I don't like guns on a plane. I don't like snakes on a plane. For me, the best movie involving air travel would be 2 hours of somebody sleeping peacefully through a totally turbulence-free flight. The tragedy is, they miss their tiny bag of snacks. Anyway, Elba's back for season two, as are Christine Adams, Max Beasley, and Archie Punjabi. New to the mix this season are Christian Noth, Lisa Vicari, Toby Jones, and a host of others. There is a short season two teaser up now on YouTube. The first two episodes of the second season of Hijack hit Apple TV on Wednesday, the 14th of January. One of my favorite Apple TV series has a return date. The Cupertino streamer issued a press release Tuesday teasing the third season of the Bill Lawrence-produced comedy, Shrinking. Created by Lawrence, Brett Goldstein, and Jason Segel, the show tells the story of a grieving therapist who adopts some unorthodox methods in dealing with his clients. Results run the gamut from good to disastrous, though focusing on the therapist-patient dynamic when describing this show really doesn't do it justice. It's about family and friendship and dealing with aging and loss and illness. And believe it or not, it is funny. Then again, it should be. Lawrence is the driving force behind a number of notable comedy series like Scrubs, Bad Monkey, and Apple TV's first real breakout hit, Ted Lasso. Returning stars for season 3 of Shrinking include Segel, Goldstein, Harrison Ford, Krista Miller, Jessica Williams, Wendy Malick, Kobe Smulders, Michael Urie, and others. New to the cast for season 3, Jeff Daniels and Michael J. Fox. The first two seasons of Shrinking are available to stream now on Apple TV. And if you haven't seen them, you do have time to get caught up. The third season hits the Cupertino streamer with a one-hour premiere on Wednesday, the 28th of January. And finally today, macOS Ken is going to be off for the next couple of days. Which is to say, I'm going to be off for the next couple of days, and since I'm going to be off, yeah, no show. There will be a checklist by Secure Mac hitting Friday, and since this show won't be here then, let me tell you about entertainment and infotainment that will be up for grabs. On the Apple TV side, the Ben Stiller documentary about his parents starts streaming this Friday. In the documentary, Stiller and Mira, Nothing is Lost, 9 to 5 Mac says Ben Stiller tells the story of his parents, comedy icons Jerry Stiller and Ann Mira, exploring their impact both on popular culture and at home, where the lines between creativity, family, life, and art often blurred. Stiller and Mira, Nothing is Lost, is scheduled to hit Apple TV this Friday, the 24th of October. Outside of Apple TV, did I mention there will be a checklist by SecureMac? Find that Friday at securemac.com/checklist or wherever you get podcasts. macOS Ken, brought to you by me and supported by people like you, patrons through Patreon. find out more in that your support at patreon.com/macOSKen. Advertising handled by Backbeat Media, online at backbeatmedia.com. You can find me on Mastodon, macOSKen at mastodon.social. You can also send me an email, info@macOSKen.com. Until next time, that is news from macOS Ken. I'm Ken Ray.
Ciao.